Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go!
The barbell hasn't changed in over 100 years. I can take a 25-pound plate, and we'll go out on the turf, and I'll have you hating life. We talk about straining your gut, pushing past that comfort level. I want a lot of energy.
What better breeding ground is there for being a success in life than the weight room?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Ask Coach Mac, episode number 60. Obviously at a fantastic location. I wanted to come on real quick. I'm not gonna make this one very long at all, but at Niagara Falls on the Canadian side in Ontario, and just had to share this with everybody. I mean, what an awesome opportunity I have with the job that I have to be able to come to places like this, check off bucket list items. Again, I want to share it with you. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. We are blessed for sure, and just an unbelievable God-made creation. So, quickly today, I'm just going to answer just a couple questions, but just couldn't resist the opportunity to share this with you guys. So, Tim asked, kind of having a hard time finding a way to get a GA spot. And wants to know kind of advice to go about that. Obviously, you want to try to get a GA spot. You want to try to network and go out and apply for it and all those sorts of things. But a lot of times it's hard. Those jobs are the hardest assistant jobs to get. I write in my book that I think one of the things that you can do is kind of make your own GA. If you go work part time at McDonald's, 20 hours a week at minimum wage, you're gonna make what most GA spots make, and most GAs will work 60 plus hours a week. And so my advice is to go, go work at McDonald's, make the same money in 20 hours, and then volunteer for the coach that you wanna work for, the program you wanna be at, the academic program you wanna learn from. Go volunteer those other 40 hours, and if you had to take out a student loan, if you're in a position to do that, I think that's a great investment in the future. But also, if you had to just work it and pay for it and work part time and crush it on the weekends and stuff like that when you have time off, I think that's the way to go, and that way you get to pick your learning experience instead of having to kind of go wherever those GA opportunities are. Always, if you can get that opportunity, a GA spot, I think it's great. But if you can't, make your own opportunity, and coaches hire who they know, and so if you're at a place and you're in grad school and you're doing a great job for them as a volunteer, then there's a good chance that you're going to get that GA spot. And if not, my advice is to, just go to them on the front end and say, hey, I'm going to volunteer 40 hours a week with you for 2 years while I'm in grad school. Only thing I ask is that when a reference call comes, that I was a grad assistant, that I was going to graduate school and I was assisting you. That, when I'm calling references, I'm not calling the school, I'm calling the coach. And I think that's something that a lot of coaches just kind of let that be dictated to them. So make your own opportunity. I think that's just good advice as a strength and conditioning coach in general. Next question is from from Joey. Joey asked, basically, in your opinion, coach, does heart rate variability affect athlete performance? Heart rate variability obviously is checking in on the nervous system, sympathetic versus parasympathetic state, if you're in a constant state of fight, or you're in a, or in flight, or you're in a completely relaxed state, extremes either way affect your performance. If you're too relaxed, that'll affect your performance. If you're so worked up, that'll affect your performance. And so having an understanding and the knowledge of that is fantastic. The problem is that the technology, it's tough. It's getting better by the day. But, athletes typically have to do it consistently at the same time every day. They have to, pull out a device of some sort. There's definitely some, a big difference between the quality and some of the products that exist. And so I think if obviously it's a frame of reference. If you pick one and you're constantly checking on that same device at the same time, then you have a frame of reference each day that you can kind of go off of. Might not be 100%, but at least you got some information. So I would agree. I think, the way of the world, we're heading that direction that we want to be able to have as much knowledge as we can and educate our athletes as much as we can as well. Next question, Jay asks, you know, what is the most important things I can teach or expose my interns, GAs to while they're working for me as young coaches? Jay, I don't think there's a bigger impact. You know, I know we talk about the impact we have as coaches on athletes' lives, but the impact that you have on coaches' lives that are going to turn around and touch as many athletes as they may touch, I don't think there's any call a higher calling, you know, and so I appreciate the question. I think, let me look kind of what I wrote down here. First thing I'd say is that you got to expose them to the technical side. You know, obviously that's why they're there. They need to, that's where they're at in their coaching careers, learning lifts and progressions and exercise and protocols. You know, so as much of that as you can and taking the time to really, just don't assume that they know how to teach a squat. Don't assume that they understand program design. Really start with the basics and teach them as much as you know there. I think you need to expose them to the art of coaching. You know that they're going to have to manage people. They're going to have to manage time. They're going to have to manage resources. I think that those are things that oftentimes don't get included in that process. And so all of a sudden you become an assistant, you become a head strength coach, you know, and you've not had exposure doing that. So including them in on meetings, even if they're just sitting in the corner being quiet, seeing how you handle situations. This is so much of an apprenticeship type of job that, you know, that can only be addressed by experience, you know, and so the opportunities that they have to be on those meetings with players, goal setting meetings, things like that, those are going to be things that really help you, help them down the way. You know, I think you need to promote being a lifelong learner. You know, most coaches, again, they get that experience at Tennessee or Cincinnati Bengals or wherever it may be, and they typically, you know, think that they've arrived with some sort of capacity. You know, and so being there and letting them know that they don't know, you know, I've 20 plus years in the profession, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to learn each and every day, you know, and so encouraging that however you can, make sure that they understand that they need to always start in that process. And that starts with you modeling that behavior, making sure that they understand that you're doing that on a daily basis. And if they see you doing it, they're going to want to do it later on as well. And then the last thing I had down was just simply encouraging questions. You know, you want to encourage them to constantly ask why and get to the bottom of things. And sometimes, you know, as a coach and you're in the heat of the moment, you're working with athletes, that patience, you know, you don't have time to do those things, but you really got to make time. If you take on the obligation of mentoring someone, then you take on the obligation of managing your time so you can do that, you know. And constantly being a resource for them. And so encouraging them to ask questions, seek out advice, you know, if it's not from you, you know, in that moment, then point them to an expert and maybe make that connection. You know, those are things that, you know, none of us have all the answers, you know, but a lot of times we're a couple degrees of separation from getting the answers from the expert. So I would encourage you to do that. But guys, I'm going to jump off. This is again, I got a bunch of people looking at me like I'm weird. But, you know, this is just an unbelievable sight. I want to share that with everybody. And, you know, just appreciate the opportunity that I get to come and do these types of things. Appreciate the sponsors for sponsoring this show and continue to bring it to you for free. We'll be back in future weeks here with more episodes. Take care, guys. Have a great day. See ya.